Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mystery.
And I am J Clone 73. Because it rhymes with Mr. E.
73 rhymes with Mr. E.
What if 73's nose is plugged and he did the whole thing like this?
I think I'd just mute you.
Okay.
I do have that authority.
Good thing this model came with a clear nasal passage. Yeah, it's so funny. Whatever.
You suck. What was that?
This is, you know, just a whimper.
Just a whimper.
Yeah, yeah. You struck my last emotional thing. Hold me together.
So some top of house stuff before we get into the Wednesday episode.
Ooh.
Everybody, check out cryptidsofcorn.com/shop and check out all the amazing merch. I know we're going to start getting some new artists in there for some of the shirts. I know Flavors of the Forest just designed a collab shirt that's on the website.
Which is freaking awesome. Flavors of the Forest did an awesome job.
If you guys can't tell, I named the shirts. Like, I've named all of our shirts.
Uh-oh.
Did you see what that one's named?
I have not.
Jellyfish Farming.
Oh,
because it's a farmer Bigfoot in the cornfield looking up and seeing the jellyfish go
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. It's a cool shirt.
Really cool shirt.
We have the international market. Any of our international listeners, there's shops for what?
Oh, I was just saying, I hear tell there may be a cool new shirt coming down the pipeline. Was that for Patreon only, though?
So, for those of people that don't, we'll talk about Patreon in a minute.
Okay.
But yes, there's going to be a cool shirt. That
I just seen the rendering of it, and woo, am I
definitely
excited.
An adult shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I want our name on that shirt.
Wait, let's just not put our name on it and just put it on the shop line, like at the very last page.
You know what we should do?
What?
Mess with Tony and put the Confessionals podcast on it. Jay's laughing so hard he can't talk.
I'm just picturing the Confessionals with a photo of me on it, like being probed by aliens or something.
You have to be a Patreon member to see that picture.
Yeah,
the only way you'll ever see that picture is Patreon.
Pretty graphic.
No, so
it's not really me though, guys.
I know I've talked to some artists that we're really close with and about getting some shirts designed for us. And what? You just laughing about that?
Vic, I can picture the picture in my head still, but just reading the Confessionals above it. It puts it all over our pissed off.
Just send it to Tony. Buy a shirt for him.
Dude,
and send
nice
it to him.
New shirt. They look great.
Because so everybody doesn't know, the documentary, Sasquatch and the Missing Man, just came out as of recording this. and I got a spotlight in it. It was really fun.
It's pretty neat.
I think Cryptids of Corn will be in some of the future workings, too.
That's pretty neat.
I may have an insider knowledge on some baseball. But one of the things they kept talking about was Tony get more shirts.
Yeah.
Because Tony does, like, limited runs of shirts. Because he sells a lot more shirts than we do.
Yeah.
So he needs those things. But they was talking about, like, he's starting his own... Well, actually, I can't talk about that because that wasn't just the paid members thing talk last week.
Okay, yeah.
But no, he's got some stuff coming. It's really nice. Exciting. So maybe that should be the thing. We'll buy him that shirt and be like,
"There you go. Here's our contribution."
Yeah. No. Just be like, "Hey, I'm glad to see your merch is getting out there. Yeah. I'm glad to see your shirts.
We got our new shirts in. We should actually print real ones.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna send him one.
Send him. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Or just have pictures of us wearing them. Like, yeah, we got him. We've been wearing him everywhere.
I think it'd be really much funnier if he just opened it. For anybody that doesn't know, nobody does. It's a pic. Jay's the subject of the picture.
And I'm like...
Nude.
Sprawled out nude.
That? Scantily clad.
Yeah, there we go. From a side view. There's no nudity.
It's tasteful nudity.
It's a tasteful nude. Obviously, it's not my body. It's some weird looking.
The graphic artist
alien rabbit
pair
body.
Had a lot of fun with it. It doesn't look like a human body.
No, it looks weird. Like an AI made a body, naked body.
Like make a human.
Yeah.
It roughly is a human. Anyways,
with my head slapped on it.
New Patreon members. I want to say Greg Miller. Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome, Greg.
Ben Odin. I talk to Ben all the time on Facebook.
Welcome, Ben.
Odin. It's O-G-D-E-N.
Ogden?
Ogden? Is that how you say that?
I think that's probably right.
An Ohio Ranger. Welcome.
Ooh, Ohio Ranger.
I see he's having some fun in the Discord chat already.
Already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody, check out Patreon or the member space.
Yeah.
We also have an app. All the links are for all those items are below.
Yeah, that's right.
Check it out. We have a lot of fun. But no, so twice a year, depending on your tier of Patreon, there's a free shirt that comes out for Cryptids of the Corn. It's the Corn Cult is the moniker for the... Patreon exclusive t-shirts.
Yep.
So if you see anybody that's wearing a Corn Cult shirt and you've never seen that design before on the shop, that's why. It's a special thing for just those guys only.
Yep.
I think almost all of them have been of me and you now that I really think about it, but they pick them a lot of the times. Like this one was picked.
I love how it's coming along so far.
Yeah. Well, it's not the thing. Yeah. The real one will be much different.
Yeah, I know.
Pear doesn't speak English as his first language, right?
Correct. He's from Sweden.
Yeah. So I think there's something lost in translation. When I said poking.
Yeah, he took poking and went
way off.
Yeah.
No, so you ready for today's episode?
I am ready.
It's a redo.
Remix? Redo?
So it's Connor's Creepy Corner.
Oh, okay.
From Connor and Alex.
Yeah,
Our buddies are Cincinnati friends.
Yeah.
Connor sent us a whole bunch of stuff. And it's the missing episode from Cryptids of the Corn.
Missing?
Yeah, this is the one that they thought I was being mean to Emily.
We're redoing it.
Oh,
okay.
But he also sent more stuff since then.
Gotcha.
So we're just doing it all.
That was funny.
Well, it doesn't exist on the main feed anymore. You have to get a Patreon or the member space for that.
True.
Gratis, Ohio. So he says, hello. Gratis, Ohio is full of legends. There are rumors that the KKK members are cultists living in the area. One of my friends told me about driving on the road out there, and he came across a downed tree on the road when suddenly a dead cat was thrown at his windshield. Why are you laughing? Because you did that?
So the cat was dead.
And then thrown at the windshield.
That's why it's funny.
He was able to drive away safely. There's also supposedly a haunted covered bridge called Burbaker's Bridge that is haunted by the ghosts of the kids who died in a car accident there. Over on Fudge Road... There's actually a lot going on, according to the legend. That is one of the spots where the cultists supposedly live. There is also a witch's house that people talk about. Supposedly where somebody lives who practices witchcraft.
Okay.
Any questions so far, young Jay?
So, no, I don't have any. Okay. Cat died first, then got thrown, and then there's a witch's house. A
lot of KKK members.
Right. The other part that I thought was funny was, well, Fudge Road, that's funny too, but then... Put a witch's house and someone in there potentially practices witchcraft.
Well, that's how witch's houses go. You know, it's generally an old lady that doesn't have any living relatives.
Yeah.
A bunch of local kids call a witch.
She's a witch.
So, let's get to Connor. I had an encounter with locals on this road. In the described Fudge Road, it's important to know the bridge is closed, so there's now currently what people call a short end and a long end of the road. Does that make sense so far? So it's like a covered bridge, it's closed down, so there's two ways to get to it, and people call the short end the long end.
Okay.
So it's, I'm guessing, how much road it takes to get to the bridge.
Right.
After the bridge closed, people would drive, and often drive back down the road and just park next to the closed sign. It was a concrete base with a closed sign on each end of the bridge, stopping vehicle traffic. There was still enough space to walk on the bridge, and there was no evidence of structural damage to be afraid of. One time during the day, my friend and I parked on the short side. We walked on foot a bit over the bridge to the long side, where all the houses where people lived. After about a 2 or 3 minute walk with just trees on either side of the road, we came to the opening of farmland. We peered down below the road into the field where two men were relatively close to us.
Okay.
So they're on this road. They look down. I'm assuming there's a change in elevation. And there's two guys in the field.
Right.
They were out of view before we looked down the road. So they and then we peered through. Were surprisingly close to us. Just because we didn't hear or expect them. Combined with the rumors in the area. They are maybe 30 or 40 feet away from us. We didn't see anything, but they didn't say anything, but looked straight at us. And my friend and I just, without a word, took off, started running back in the direction we came from, towards the parked car.
Yeah.
After a minute of running, we slowed down and started to laugh because we were thinking they were following us. Then we heard we started to laugh because we didn't think they were following us.
Gotcha.
Then we heard an old truck coming around the bend, heading straight for us.
Turns out they were.
It was not moving fast, but it was coming for us. We started running again, and once we started to cross the bridge on foot, the truck was right behind us, stopping at the concrete sign. As I struggled because my nerves tried to get into the car quick, a single occupant of the truck got out, and I was, a kid you not, wearing, in my memory, a trench coat and a hood. He started to walk very quickly towards us. We managed to get in our car and drove off before he had a chance to get to us. I don't know what he was walking towards us for, but obviously it was definitely an ominous and scary experience.
That is pretty scary.
So they look down, see two guys in the field,
right,
with cows and whatnot. They look up and they are staring right at him. They don't say a word. Kids run because they're kids.
Right.
Can you imagine Connor? We know Connor now.
Right.
Can you imagine him running?
As a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Running away from this? Well, mm-hmm. It's scary, though, like having the guy actually get out and be dressed like in those clothes.
So that was one of the fights. So it was like a brown trench coat and a hood.
Yeah. Sounds like Men in Black.
Are you serious? Did you listen to the episode? Are you making fun of us?
I'm making fun of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was something you just, I didn't, anyways.
You thought I was, thought like Emily for a second?
Yeah.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over the 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a two-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The men in brown, the men in black and brown.
Yes.
That's a t-shirt one day.
The men in brown. Wait, that's the UPS.
The men in brown in black.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, very scary. Another time, this time at night, my friend and I backed up the road and parked next to the bridge on the short side. Another vehicle pulled into the road facing us. They stopped in front of us and got out of their car with their headlights, which basically shadowed these people that approached us. One older man approached our driver's side window and started talking to us. He asked what we were doing, as he was doing this, who we think was a woman of some sort of headwear was circling our car, and we think she was filming us.
Hmm.
So they pull into this road. Keep in mind, it's like a kid spot, I'm sure. Like, you know, kids go do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
So an older guy pulls in, like, facing, blocks their car and comes out and walks to the driver's side window, and a woman is walking around filming them.
Circling it, yeah, filming.
I'm assuming getting her license plate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As the older man proceeded to ask us what we were doing there, he told us that bad things happen to people who come out here. He even said something that made us think he knew my friend who was driving, which really creeped us out. They got back in their car and drove off, and we did shortly after there, too. We think that it was likely the people who live there in Gratis, Ohio, and are tied to the legend, or are super tired of legend trippers. Even though no one lives on the short side of the road, it's possible these people were spot, or this is a high spot for drug dealers, trespassers at the abandoned house. Unfortunately, locals there probably have a good reason for wanting to scare local legend trippers, because I'm sure all visits are not as respectful.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm guaranteed.
I definitely could see some old farmers just
having enough of it.
You're just getting tired and be like, bad things happen to kids down here.
Right, yeah, because he's... Yeah.
I know your dad.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. That's what he did. I know your dad. Ah, get out of here. That's a good one, yeah. That's literally the two lines. Bad things happen, and I know your my parents. Like, that'll get anyone out of there.
So I know in question... So the bridge in question is actually one of the crybaby bridges. And it's one of many bridges that given the name of local legends in Ohio. Supposedly, a woman committed suicide there and or was murdered her baby there. What I remember about the story is if you park at the bridge, you could hear crying from one or both of them. I never personally heard the ghostly cries or noises there, although my dad did take me to the bridge one time to check out the ghost story with me. It was at night, and was since there was no turnaround, we backed up slowly towards the bridge. As we were about 20 feet away from the close sign, my dad was looking in the rearview mirror and abruptly stopped backing up. He gasped, and we looked at each other. And there was an extremely shocked look on his face as something came.
Hmm.
In the hindsight, it was quite funny. Or it was pretty funny. But he was not having any laughs in the midst of it. He quickly put it in drive and drove us straight back home. He told me what he saw in the rearview mirror was something large, but not as big as a deer, hopping across the road. He said it was hopping like a giant frog. And this is before we knew anything of the legends of Loveland Frogman. And it was anything, there was also any rumor of a creature living under the bridge. Gratis is not very close to Loveland, so there are probably completely unrelated things. But it's always thought that it was interestingly possible that there are large hopping creatures that have been seen in both places.
Hmm. Did he ever figure out what it was?
No. So his dad's had a frogman encounter.
That, or I think something else.
Kangaroo?
Yeah.
Could be. Ohio has so many kangaroos.
Yeah.
So many kangaroos get loose.
Where's that one farm that used to be a kangaroo farm? It's gone now, but it's still... Is it out by Bell Fountain?
Yeah, yeah. It's on the Mad.
Yeah.
But the Mad River. Sorry.
Mad River.
For our non-local...
Right, you know, right, right.
It's called the Mad.
The Mad River. Yeah.
No, it's still there. It's not a kangaroo farm anymore, but They still have elk and one pair of moose.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Did I ever tell you that story?
What?
We were kayaking on the Mad River, and I was ahead of everybody, and there was a moose beside the river. And I'm like, guys, there's a moose up here. And dad's like, there's no moose in Ohio. And I'm like, no, there's a moose. It's right there. I'm looking at a moose. Dad, and everybody gets up there, and there's a moose, a big bull moose. And it was at the farm.
Oh, he was on the farm's property?
Yeah. No, he's still on. He was on their side of the fence. He
gotcha.
Was where he's supposed to be.
Okay.
It was
okay,
that okay. The he, overlook.
Yes. Okay. Didn't get out.
No, I'm looking at a moose.
Moose,
I'm
yeah.
Like, I know what a moose looks like. Now, so yeah, his dad had a frogman encounter. And it's funny now we know where Connor and Alex live.
Yeah.
And so it's funny now that they had a frogman encounter. But if anybody ever gets back that far in our catalog to the frogman episode, which I think that's one of the old ones I really want to do a repolish of.
We probably could.
Just because, not that we're running out of content, because there's literally so many lists of stuff. Yeah. But frogman is just near and dear to us. It's one of our Ohio babies. And I, you know, it's, I think episode 2.
We got to boost him up to
3.
Like, 3, maybe.
Episode 3?
Yeah. I think so. It's one of the top
maybe
five.
Episode 2.
Maybe, but I think I feel like we just
maybe
know.
Episode 3.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, it could use some love. And there's Salvin.
Ah! Loveland.
I don't like, so you ruined my puns.
What?
You're just supposed to just say a pun and keep moving.
No one would have got that, except like, well, I guess you're right. All right, whatever.
Just saying.
We got to boost him up to tier 1, though.
I think he's A tier. Why wouldn't he be A tier?
I mean, that everyone knows him. Everyone from state to state.
I don't think he's S tier, right?
He needs to be.
I think he's A tier.
No, we need to make him S tier. Get him on.
It's going to take a lot of work because, you know what I mean? Like, S tier is like.
Yeah, Nessie, Bigfoot, Wendigo.
Mothman.
Mothman.
I wouldn't even say the Mothman's S tier.
Yeah.
Not the Wendigo. I meant the Wendigo.
Okay.
Mothman is S tier.
I was going to say.
Wendigo is not S tier.
Yeah,
Wendigo's A tier.
All right, fine. Well, we'll get him on Mothman. We need a Frogman.
But, like, the UK listeners know what Mothman is. They know, you know, they know what Bigfoot is. The
Frog
Australian listeners
be,
know what Mothman is.
Let's make Frogman that
Remember
guy.
We did it with, the Australian podcast. Oh, my gosh. My mind just forgot.
Did what?
When we did our crossover episode with those guys. That's one thing they wanted to talk about. Like, they love the Mothman stuff.
Oh, you're okay. Yes, they wanted to talk about Mothman. Yeah, okay. I thought you were talking about still, like, Wendigo and stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? Or ranking them.
So, he sent a follow-up email. He said, hey, gang, here's some updated stuff and some more stories from Gratis. I really asked a buddy of mine that was with me that when we got chased by the guy in the truck about the encounter. He said the guy had a shovel with him.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember that detail, but if it's true, it definitely makes the situation much more scary.
Yeah, he's definitely, I think, trying to scare him off.
That or beat some kids to death.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that was more intimidation. Just get out of here. But or just like the guy from Home Alone carrying the shovel. The shoveler. What was his? Or no, the shoveler was from Mystery Men, but
I have no idea what you're talking about. Another time in Gratis, I believe it was in May of 2014, during the day Alex and I are trying to take pictures of the area next to the old rock quarry on Kinzer Road, just a couple minutes away from Fudge Road. We were parked on the road. We got out to take some pictures. We both lost control of our iPhones for about 10 to 15 seconds at a time, multiple times. This happened in this place, and he sent us some maps and stuff like that. If I remember, I'll post these pictures. I'll ask Connor first to make sure it's okay.
Both their phones started out
like messing up, like they can't do anything with their phones.
Okay.
We sent some, yeah, so they outlined some. I don't know what causes these screens for these people, but this is what our phones look like. And he sent some pictures. I'll try to make sure I post them. In June of 2016, in Gratis, again in the middle of the day, Alex and I were under the bridge on Peeble County Line Road, went over to Twin Creek. We parked nearby and walked down the creek, we were actually trying to explode some Mentos and Coke. We never saw or heard anyone while we were there. When we went to walk back up and head towards the cars, we immediately noticed that there was multiple baby cow carcasses right in the path that we used to get down to the creek. Alex says it was missing its head and it was relatively old. It wasn't a very gory, but it was alarming to part to see that we never saw or heard anybody when we were down there, considering that we didn't see, you know, anybody come down. Someone dumping these carcasses was extremely close to this spot. We quickly passed it and we got back to our cars and went home.
That's weird.
Do you know what's funny?
What?
That happened to me.
With cow carcasses?
Yes, baby cows. And I got somebody in a lot of trouble locally. I was doing a survey by our house.
Yeah.
And I went under a bridge, and there were like 8 baby dead cows that were dumped illegally.
Okay.
It was a part of livestock insurance fraud. So a local farmer was killing all of his calves to basically get the insurance money rather than raising them.
Yeah. Wow.
Dumping the carcasses, saying predators got them.
And is there any chance like that's what happened with this story here?
The only thing that I would say, yes, there's definitely a chance that that would happen to Connor and Alex. The only thing I would say against it is they were down there. They didn't hear carcasses hitting from the ridge down.
Yeah.
Or they didn't hear somebody dragging carcasses.
Yeah.
But they were also, you know, could have been focused. You could say whatever. It's weird.
It's hard telling.
It's weird.
Either way, yeah, it's
when
weird.
When a bunch of dead baby cows show up.
Yeah. No matter what, how they got there, it's weird.
So the last story happened at night. Alex, myself, and the same buddy who had the cat thrown at him were trying to leave a Burbank bridge in Gratis. We sat next to the bridge for a bit in our cars. I don't think we ever heard or saw anything too spooky at the bridge, but our GPS wasn't working as we were trying to get home. We ended up returning to Burbank Bridge 3 separate times on accident while just trying to head home. After the 3rd time on our way home from the bridge, Alex and myself and my buddy saw something weird. I was driving, so it's so bizarre I didn't see this. But they saw what looked like a white sheet fall from the sky.
Hmm.
They said it wafted over the car after touching the windshield. Alex turned around expecting to see it behind us as we were driving, but it wasn't there.
Nothing, yeah.
Though oddly, after this happened, we were finally able to get home.
That's really weird.
So yeah,
we have everything stuck in a bubble or a loop. And yeah, until that happened.
We have functioning phones and GPS. Sheets falling from the sky. We have cults, KKK members, getting chased by a guy with a trench coat with a shovel.
All in this one area.
A frog man. He didn't call it the frog man, but, you know, it's hopping like a giant frog.
Yeah.
It's funny his dad used those words.
Right.
You know, because it's frog man.
Territory, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just frog man. I mean, it's by a river. So, I didn't finish my thought from earlier. Anyway, go back and listen. We talk about the Kentucky frogman, and we think that they may come from the Kentucky cave systems up into Ohio on occasion.
Right.
So they followed the watershed.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so I just was saying that could be why we have some frogman throughout Ohio.
Especially down there, that's that area specifically.
So cultist activity, you know, anything weird, kids are going to say is cultist activity. People are going to say is witch houses. You know, the farmer stuff, I could see farmers trying to scare kids away, especially if the bridge is dangerous.
Well, that or if people, like you said, tourists are always coming by like and trying to like visit or get a peek and you just
get sick and tired.
Over time, yeah, get tired of it. Mm-hmm. Just enough. Like, all right, where's Bill? Do the thing. Here, get the shovel this time.
It'd be Jimmy for us.
Yeah, Jimmy would do it.
I know. Jimmy, go out there and scare those kids. Oh, yeah, man.
All right, you want me to do it? You want me to do it this way? You want me to do it that way? Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Can you imagine him spider-crawling at somebody?
No, I would run.
We love Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I don't know if you're listening to this, but we love you.
He's not.
But no, so I could see that. But the frog, like, I don't know. The GPS thing, the white sheet.
Yeah, that's really weird. I've never heard anything like that before.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything similar. But that's definitely more ghosty territory.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It could have been a flying clan member. What are you laughing?
The white sheet, yeah. He just flew down and touched the windshield.
What if they hit a clan member? They didn't know it.
Yeah, they booped him.
And then that was a sheet floating back down.
And then wonder why they didn't see him like behind the car, because he's airborne about 30 feet up, still tumbling through the air.
Or the car right before him hit him.
Or that too,
like a semi hit a clan member, and then that's the sheet floating down,
yeah.
Like cartoon style.
That could be.
No, I mean, KKK, there's still a couple active ones in Ohio. I think technically the only real active one that on the books is WALPOC by us.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Of actually having an actual KKK
that's right, active. Meetings and stuff like that.
And
yeah,
they sue the city every year for not letting them in the parade.
Yeah, that's weird. Weird stuff.
But I think there still definitely is. Gratis, if anybody doesn't know, it's a tiny, tiny town in Ohio. I could definitely still see, like, a lot of the locals not liking the local KKK group, because that's what happened in WALPOC, the town near us, is that 99% of the town absolutely hates the group.
Yeah.
And just wants them to leave.
Yeah.
We just want you to leave. And it's like, no, we're proud WALPOCians.
Well, what's going on down there then by the Fudge Road? Is it Is it like, do they have like a...
There's several abandoned houses. So Connor and Alex sent several maps to show some of the stuff.
Okay.
And I'll try. I'm going to make sure it's okay with Connor before I post it. But I'll just try to do a big posting of this stuff.
But like with that bridge that's going on, can you not get to the other side of the bridge?
You can walk across. You can't drive.
Yeah. So that, so when you're taking that road, it's like a dead end road basically. Yeah. There's no loop out the end on the other side.
Right.
Okay.
People just kind of park there in front of the bridge, then back out and turn back around.
Right. So they kind of have that. That's the entrance basically to their area, whoever lives back there.
Yeah. So being non-paranormal, you could just say, like we said already, just farmers sick of kids doing stupid stuff back there.
Yeah.
And just, you know, they scare kids and stuff like that. I mean, we used to tell college kids we were going to sacrifice them to the corn.
Oh, yeah.
For the harvest.
Still do.
Tell them or do?
Still tell them.
Yeah.
Oh, we threaten them with all sorts of stuff. Just, so, you know, just joking, obviously, but like.
Joking.
Local, like, oh, yeah, you don't want to mess around. Like, don't go to that side of the town because you won't come back.
It's funny because it's 1,100 people live in the town.
Tiniest There's no
side
town. Of town.
Yeah. It doesn't have a side.
Side. No, you got the north side and the south side.
It's all one side.
You know, one side of the road tracks or the other side.
Emily just.
It's all the same.
Remember when Emily figured out that that's what the numbers meant?
What do you mean? The numbers on the houses?
Yeah.
What? Both sides of the track?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got north and south? Yeah. Well, you know.
And she's like, I don't get why there's, I don't get when the numbers start going up and start going down again. Because we're on this side of the railroad tracks.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just a weird place. Now, but there is some, like, that time loop, and not time loop, and I guess getting drawn back and trying to leave three separate times, and you would think you would figure out, like, I'm not going back to...
Yeah.
It's hard, like, it's a dead-end area, so keep getting led back there is...
I mean, once I can see it happening. Twice, okay.
Three times is weird.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
The GPS refusing to work.
Yeah, that's weird, too.
Phones mess it up, which I think is a sign of, like, whether you want to call it paranormal or quantum physics, I think it does not matter. It's the same thing.
I call it metaphysical.
Metaphysical. Yeah. Where it's this... I think that paranormal activity does produce... Whether it's electromagnetic discharges.
Or just obstructions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, instruments start malfunctioning.
It has to be something electromagnetic. It has to be.
The only real monster, I guess, is the giant frog, which you said could be a kangaroo.
Yeah, could have been.
But hopping like a frog. Could. I don't know. Kangaroos, like, they look very unique. They move very unique. I wouldn't even say they don't really move like frogs.
No, I wouldn't say so. But just hopping in general, that's the only thing I thought of. Yeah.
Now, at the dad, you know, Connor's dad describing it as a frog.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Or moving like a frog. He didn't say it looked like a frog. He said moving like a frog.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. I mean, I do wonder what it was. Probably some weird kid.
So what do you think about Gratis, this area, bridge?
I wouldn't mind checking it out.
I'd go.
I would go. I wouldn't mind checking it out. Interview some of the locals. I don't believe
in crybaby bridges.
Would you? Here, I had a thought on that, actually, too, as you were talking about it. What if it's, you know, always happens at bridges. What if it's the water under the bridge that's carrying in the phenomena, and when it crosses under...
We talked about that in Mothman. Remember?
Yeah.
The charging currents, that's two giant river systems meeting, and, you know, this... I do think that there could be a lot of portal... What we think is portal activity or paranormal activity does occur around water.
Yeah.
And it's free energy as far as these systems go. And it's the same reason that I think they co-occur around giant quartz deposits. It is free energy. If you need to borrow, and that's more, I guess, the traditional ghost thought that, you know, if you need to borrow power to interact with our side of the plane.
Maybe we should set up a little device that's just like, you know, water pump. It's like your fish filter things. Just constantly pulling in water, dropping it down, and just drops it over a waterfall of quartz crystal.
I think your easier thing would to do would just to make like a Tesla coil.
But then we could talk to ghosts.
I think you could do that with a Tesla coil.
Oh. Yeah, but that's not our invention. I just patented the waterfall quartz waterfall ghost talking device.
It will be. There we go.
It's going to work.
You buy it, cryptocorn.com/shop.
Yep, go to the shop. It's $999 plus tax.
Plus tax.
Yep, we'll get it for you.
We'll send you a free Himalayan salt lamp with it, which is the blood of Nephilim.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I've seen somebody said that.
Wow. Now,
I don't know. What do you think about Gratis?
No, it sounds really interesting. And it's not too far from home. I wouldn't mind going down there to check it out.
Maybe next time we're in Cincinnati area, because it's not in Cincinnati, but it's down by them.
I want to make mind making a trip down to Fudge Road.
Maybe that'll be the next lawn chair.
Ooh, Fudge Road?
Just be down there and film and let the farmers yell at us. Like, listen, we are farmers. We do this at home. You're not going to hit me with that shovel, and if you hit me with that shovel, I'll hit you with my shovel.
It's on camera.
It's on camera.
Yeah, I know your parents, too.
Pocket corn.
Yeah, pocket corn, run away. We got to keep pocket corn on us at all times.
I have pocket corn on me at all times.
It's good. Something to chew on, you know?
It's just not purposeful. It's just from being in grain bins growing up.
Oh, okay.
It's just still there.
Yeah, it just never goes away.
Anything else to add? Sure.
No, this has been interesting.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, thank you for submitting. I'm really interested in this area.
If you guys want to submit...
I had no idea about it.
Right, because you weren't there for the first time we did this.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to submit their own stories, you can go to email us, cryptidsofthecornpodcast@gmail.com, and put listener story in like the thing, and I'll save it.
Yeah, or if you just want to write us a note that just
I do
send
enjoy
us.
It. People do write us nice notes. I do enjoy it.
So send those emails too. They make our days better.
They do. All right, guys. I've been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been Jay Clone 73.
And we'll catch you next week with more Cryptids of the Corn podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.